You remind me of Tommy Tuberville. So when he was head coach for Auburn, he didn't just show up on his day. Right. He got here early. He was there, and he understood the importance of what this means as far as getting that message out.
Absolutely. I truly believe that's a big part of what I have to do as the CEO of Vanderbilt Football. Let's make sure, man, that I get the branding out, man. We talk about exactly who we are, what we do. But, I mean, I want to say, you know, thank you. You've been a friend. You've been consistent in your process, and you've been all about all things Vanderbilt football. So I definitely appreciate, you know, who you are and what you do.
Thank you. I mean, everything I say is not always kind.
No, that's okay.
But I'm fair.
You're consistent.
Thank you.
I'll take that. I tell my guys every day, listen, some days good, some days bad. All I want is consistency, so I know what I'm getting. That's it.
Hey, what has happened? You've been a coach for a while now. Why are coaches – is it the pressure from the fans? Is it the pressure from social media? Because to me, you know, one of my favorite coaches of all time, Bobby Bowden, one of the nicest guys you'll ever want to meet. You remind me, from that standpoint, one of the nicest guys you'll ever want to meet. I don't understand why more coaches are not like you.
Well, I think it takes time to figure out exactly who you are, you know, in this, especially when you become a head coach. Okay, you're gonna stand for the things that you believe in, or you're gonna stand for what everybody else believes in. And I think that's the thing. You know, coaches are constantly searching for, you know, who they are. And you know what? I mean, I'll be honest. It took me a quick second to get my bearings. You know, you find yourself in the midst of, you know, running a program and things not necessarily going your way. And you know what? That makes you really figure out exactly, okay, like, where are you going? You know, because you can go the way of everybody else, or you can be exactly who you are. And so for me, this opportunity really helps solidify who I am. I mean, it's made me a better man, a better husband, a better coach, and hopefully a better representative of Vanderbilt football.
Derek Mason joining us, head coach of Vanderbilt. You know, one of the things I've noticed about you too, you don't make excuses.
No,
you don't point fingers somewhere else. You don't make excuses.
Well, that's part of what you try to convey to your young men. I mean, my wife, my daughters don't want to hear excuses. I tell our young men, you know, when you become a parent, you know, I mean, you lose that luxury. You know, bills have to be paid. Tuition, you know, I mean, has to be taken care of. The lights have to stay on. You know, the reality is, I mean, you have to be the man that you say you are. And so if that's the case, you know, like for me, I've just tried to push myself and put myself in a position where I can do my best to be the man that I say I am. Doesn't mean that I'm perfect, but what it means is that I try to be consistent. So that's one thing that I truly believe me and you have in common. I mean, we're working towards the idea of just trying to give our best. And, you know, I mean, some days our best is outstanding. Other days you wish you had more in the tank. But, I mean, you're always going to get my best.
One of the things that stood out last year for me at SEC Media Day is a couple of programs, yours, you know, and also Alabama's. And you were talking about, and the players were reflecting on this. They looked at 2016. I mean, first of all, Vanderbilt, you know, the old expectations, if you're bowl eligible, great season, right? The
right.
Players were not buying into that. In fact, you know, Kyle Shermer, for example, was talking about the fact last year that he said, you know, with regards to 2016,
yeah.
He was saying that, you know, we left unfinished business on the football field.
Yes, we did.
And so here's Alabama, you know, one play away from winning the national title in 2016. Everybody else would have been really happy with that kind of season.
Right.
They were talking about using that failure to be to help fuel success in 2017. I like the fact that you're changing expectations or trying to change expectations,
right.
But you're not taking it down to take pressure off of you. You're actually raising the bar.
Well, we have to. There's nobody more disappointed than last year's results than myself, okay, other than this football team. You know, prognosticators said that we may make a bowl. We knew we were going to make a bowl. We had that was part of the mindset. And so we trained a certain way. We tasked ourselves a certain way. The standard for everything that we did was a certain way. And for three games, it went exactly the way we wanted it to go. We started fast. We felt like we had a good camp. We had a
right.
Great start to the season. And then you get towards the middle of the season and or conference play, and then you run into Alabama, who's a really good football team. And I think at that point in time, they were good. We didn't have our best day, but we let one become two become three, and three become four. And I thought as a coach, I flinched. I thought that we needed to be tougher. Okay, and you know, looking back, and this is what experience will do for you. Maybe I put that team in harm's way a little bit. What I mean is this: we played a physical game versus Kansas State.
Right.
I mean, a physical game that was won at the end. Those guys played hard. Okay. The next week, man, we played Alabama and just couldn't stay at the same. The energy level was not the same. Okay. The discipline, the consistency, the effort, it wasn't the same. And so then, man, you believe that you gotta be tougher. You gotta be harder. Well, that had residual effects. You know, we pushed harder and sort of sleptwalked through the Florida game and lost a winnable game. Then we come back and play Georgia and again, a really good football team. And that was residual. Then we go to Mississippi State where we have a chance to win that ball game. We're up 21-7. And then all of a sudden, man, you see a 28-point swing and you're like, okay, well, what's going on? I think all of that, you know, man, really galvanized this football team. We didn't necessarily, finish out the rest of the schedule after that Mississippi State game the right way. But, man, we had some wins towards the end of the season that led us, you know, to know and understand what we were capable of. And I truly believe all that experience, whether it was gained by the players on the field, whether it was gained by me as a coach, it was time to make some changes once the season was done.
I will say this with regards to the Alabama game. Yeah. You know, it's one of those things. It was just the perfect storm that worked against you because yeah. Alabama was getting a lot of grief about the way they started the season. Yeah, they're winning games, but they weren't playing like Alabama.
Right.
And they took the littlest of the comments, you know, whether it's like, hey, Alabama, you're next. Well, if you look at the schedule, Alabama was next on the schedule.
Yeah.
But they took that. And Gary Danielson with CBS talked about it too. Just a very innocent statement. Yeah. And, boy, that thing was magnified. And that's what Alabama does.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, that's the power of social media these days, too. I truly believe our guys learned a lesson from that. You know, I mean, the reality is, man, we talk about the message being consistent. Listen, when you play a good game, you know what? Let other people talk about how you play. You don't have to talk about how you play. You don't have to talk about next opponent. Listen, Alabama didn't need bulletin board material
right.
to come out and play well, but they used it.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the genius of a Nick Saban. It really is. I mean, it's to take the smallest of things, whether they needed it or not. I'm sure that was part of the formula of going into that game and playing their best ball, okay? And that's what you have to do, man. You have to be able to boil it down to the smallest thing, okay, and make that small thing a big thing so that big thing can actually add fuel to what you do, how you practice, how you work. It's not like they needed that, but they used it, and that's what good teams do. They used that type of information, that type of, a bulletin board material to play good ball. And that's great. That's what I love about this game, because those teams that can harness that energy, can harness that one thing, okay, that was put out there, those are the teams that have the discipline and the myopic focus to play well.
Derek Mason, head coach of Vanderbilt, joining us. We're going to know early on what type of team you have, starting
yes.
with Middle Tennessee and then the home contest with Nevada and then a road trip to Notre Dame.
Yeah, that's what you want. You want to – this schedule, I think, plays out the way we need it to play out. And you test yourself, you know, early with MTSU. I mean, you get a chance to see exactly what you are. Stockstill is one of the best in my position, I truly believe he's one of the best quarterbacks that I've seen, you know, in the last 3 years. We face him every year, and every year he finds a way to get the ball up and down the field. And he's been to bowl games. It feels like he's been there 12 years, you know, when you look at, what he's done. But for this football team, I mean, it's a new challenge. It's a new season. It's not 2016. It's not 2017. We're going to get an MTSU football team that's primed and ready to go. And I truly believe that now's our time. And we've got to start fast and continue to, you know, man, play Vanderbilt football. What does that look like? I'm excited to see, because new defensive coordinator Jason Tarver is going to, I truly believe, put a different spin that looks familiar, but that's unique to really who we are and what we do.
How is Derek Mason going to be different as a head coach in 2018?
I'm loving it right now. I am. I have more trust in this team. I have more trust in my staff. I'm not having to do it all. And I think I've had the toughest job the last couple of years, because I've tried to do more than any other coach in this conference. And now what I finally have a chance to do is have a junior-senior-led team that's leading. I'm not having to lead this team. This team is leading in workouts. They're leading on the field, in the classroom. They're getting it done. But I've also got a staff that's truly representative of how I first saw this staff being when I first took the job at Vanderbilt. It's mean, it's tough, it's nasty, it's smart. And those are the things we want to be, relentless, tough, and intelligent.
I will go, and before we let you go, I will say this publicly. You know, the fact that, you know, there's programs in the conference that maybe don't need any help. I mean, I look to my right over here, and there's one Nick Saban, for example. But guess what? He takes advantage of these opportunities, and his players do too.
Right.
I admire the fact that you're here early doing this today, knowing you'll be doing this again tomorrow as far as Radio Row and all the other activities that are scheduled for you.
Right.
But the fact that it's important to you to get the message out there, I'm proud of you.
Well, thank you. And I want to say to Commodore Nation, Nashville is our city. I mean, we want to make sure that we're fully representative of the city of Nashville and Vanderbilt University. Come out and watch this team. This team's got a great quarterback, okay? It's led by a great quarterback, and we've got pieces around that quarterback to play good football. So come out, watch us. Let's anchor down.